Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's a drive left center. Trouble on the run. And Pete Bro Armstrong makes a sensational catch. Unbelievable. He came out of nowhere. It was a liner more toward left than it was toward center. I had my eye on Ian Happ running at the last second. Pete Bro Armstrong flew into my vision, and he made a diving catch. What a play.
I don't know what shoes he's wearing, but they got to be sizzling hot as fast as he was moving.
Pete Bro Armstrong leads off and drives one off the video board. It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Bro Armstrong in this eighth inning.
That ball was launched by Pete Bro Armstrong. It hit halfway up the video board and right an absolute, no doubt, blast.
His 19th of the year. It's a big insurance run in this eighth inning as the Cubs now lead 5-3.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's a video show. It's a movie starring PCA, PC All-Star. That is great stuff from
PC
the broadcast.
Awesome. It was PC Awesome.
it was
it's fun to get carried away.
Incredible.
It's easy to get carried away with Pete Bro Armstrong this year. I don't know how they do this, Mully, but they do measure everything now. The metrics are able to break down just how far Pete Bro Armstrong traveled when he was making that catch. He sprinted to his right. He covered 69 feet in 3.8 seconds. And per Statcast, his jump was 9.6 feet above average. And the catch probability, 5%. There was only a 5% chance, according to Statcast, that he was going to make that catch. Nearly impossible. But nothing is impossible with Pete Bro Armstrong, I guess. That's the takeaway. Wow. So he did it in the field. Then he would do it at the plate. 452-foot home run.
What are the odds he was going to hit that homer?
I don't know. Let me see.
5%.
Do they have that?
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. He's defying all the odds. I thought we would get this year a version of Pete Bro Armstrong that was breakout center fielder, dependable everyday speedster. Little pop in the bat, excellent defense. I did not think that we were going to get a guy who on June 18th, according to Fangraphs, has the highest WAR in baseball along with Shohei Ohtani. When you think of it in those terms, it's absurd how fast he has become one of the best players in the sport.
Well, that's how he does everything, right?
Everything fast.
He had about a 5% chance to become one of the best players.
Can Statcast measure that?
Exactly.
How fast he has achieved superstardom?
Very funny.
I don't think there's a metric for that.
312-644-6767. Keith is in Shorewood. Hey, Keith.
gentlemen. Good morning. So I have 2 points. The first point is just a comparison of this year's team to last year's team. And then the second point is, I don't know if you guys realize, but the Cubs are about to reach a very important number in their season, and I'll explain that in a second. Just the fact that you got two superstars in this lineup, you know, really goes a long way. But when you look at last year against this year, you have the bottom of the order carrying the top of the order. You have pitching one day, starting pitching one day, carrying, you know, the team if they don't have the offense. And then for the majority of the season, you've had the offense just carry, you know, the pitching when it's needed to be. The Cubs have solved their relieving issue with teams.
Yes, they got a bullpen. And
So just a comparison against last year when you had none of that.
Yep.
And, you know, it's easy to state to say that that's the difference, but it really is the difference. Regarding the number I'm looking at, I've been paying attention to this number for a long time. The Cubs are getting very close to the point where, and I don't want them to do this, but they're getting very close to the point in their season where they could play 500 ball pretty soon and still get to 90 wins. They're almost to the halfway point, and, you know, I always pay attention to those last 80 games. What happens if the Cubs go 500? What would that do? Well, they'll be over 90 wins very soon if they continue doing that. More than likely, they're not going to go to a 500 thing, but it's really important from a fan standpoint not to get caught up in the – I mean, baseball is an ebbs and flow thing. You know, the teams are going to lose 3 games or 4 games in a row. You don't want them to lose more than that. But overall, the Cubs can at some point afford to be 500 and still make the playoffs. I'd prefer they win the division. I prefer they go over 100 wins like everybody else.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah.
Good phone call.
It is a good phone call.
But if this first half of the season has done anything, it's that I hope that it's raised expectations to the point where winning the division, nice, but not enough. What you've done in this season, the way that Kyle Tucker, the way that Pete Crow-Armstrong, the way that this lineup has performed at times in stretches, and the teams, the good teams that they beat early on out of the gate, what it has done, I think, is it's kind of reconfigured what you want to get out of 2025.
Oh, it's totally raised your expectations for what this season can be.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've talked about, it's now kind of in Jed's hands as to what this season can be. They do need more. They're a really good team, as he points out. But they do need – this should be – the moves now should be about winning the World Series.
That's the way you have to think
of
it.
That is the way you have to look at it.
If you approach it like Jed Hoyer should approach it, and I think he is. He knows that.
I think he knows.
I think what happened is that we got caught up on the way last season ended, Craig Counsell's first year, and then his pointed comments about – maybe directed toward Jed Hoyer, maybe not. With him, you just don't know. About being, you got to be a 90-win team. You got to be a 90-win team. Did he say that at the convention or during spring training? Whenever it was the off season. It set the stage for this season. And so we went into this season thinking, well, 90 wins will do it in the Central.
Look.
But they're better than that.
We talked about it on June 1. I forget who wrote the story, but there was a story out there that when you are leading your division on June 1st, believe it or not, you are much more likely than not to win the division. And in fact, every team but Seattle did that a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Every division winner was in charge of their division by then. What's happened since then? Since then, they're now 17 games over 500. Since then, they've got a larger lead in their division.
Since then, you stopped thinking about comparing yourself to the Brewers.
Exactly.
And started comparing yourself to the Dodgers.
And that's less than 3 weeks later.
Yeah. And baseball is fleeting, and it's a funny game. It can be very humbling to look in 3 weeks if they start to slide, and you look at what we were saying on June 18th. But this doesn't look like that team that's going to lose steam because they have so many different options and weapons in their offensive lineup. And also the pitching looks like it's in the bullpen built to last.
It does.
They're pushing
really
the right buttons.
Well. No
and last
question.
Night, Ben Brown went 5, and then they turned the ball over to Cabrera, Keller, Theobar, and Palencia. You didn't need Ryan Pressly. And so you have a pretty dependable bullpen that gives you 4 good innings, and Ben Brown gives up 2 runs in 5, 2 earned runs, and you feel pretty good about the outing.
You know, Ben Brown quietly had a really good game. It was quiet because he gave up a couple runs early because they trailed, and because he wasn't like overwhelming with his stuff. But you know what? That's a good start. That is a very good start. Dead solid. It's not like he blew up or anything.
He needed
like that.
It though, didn't he?
Oh,
he definitely needed
but
it.
But he's getting more of those. He is. I think since the manager kind of said it's got to be better, it's been better.
I like the way that Craig Counsell has handled Ben Brown specifically. And it's like what you respect about Craig Counsell is that he does understand, obviously, but it appears that he's very good at dealing with players and talking about players publicly in ways that are specific to that player. It's not the same approach.
Yes.
So Ben Brown might need a little bit of tough love or maybe be called out or be reminded publicly and maybe privately, hey, this is a big start. That's not good enough. And you want to stay here? You got to do this. You got to do that. And even the praise for PCA, I thought last year there were times where Craig Counsell was maybe grudgingly talking about PCA's traits or positive things that he brought because he hadn't earned that kind of praise yet. This year, he's not over the top, but for Craig Counsell, he's effusive.
I got to tell you, that performance from PCA last night, that little movie within the game where all of a sudden he makes this unbelievable defensive play. He hits this home run into the video board.
He is the natural.
Where all of a sudden, even the manager, I don't know
even
that he
the
could,
manager.
I don't know that he would have said stuff like that a year ago, but he was impressed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I think that
Craig Counsell, that as you say, that's effusive for him.
For him.
That guy was like, wow, now that's a hell of a game.
Well, in any sport, but especially baseball lifers are reluctant to be too over the top with compliments or be too positive until a guy has earned his spot and maybe he deserves it. And last year, I think you can make the argument that Pete Crow Armstrong, there were times where maybe he acted a little bit more like he had arrived before he had actually arrived. And that's part of his confidence and that's part of his cockiness. But now he certainly has backed it up. And I think you're seeing guys unafraid to say, whether it's, I think even the tone of the conversation with teammates who are on the station, Ian Happ, Nico Horner, there's a respect level that they talk about Pete Crow Armstrong with. And you forget he's 23 years old.
He's hit a different level in his career.
Yes, already.
At the age of 23.
He has. And that's why last night on the Marquee broadcast, they were definitely talking about PCA because he was the flavor of the night.
The crowd was chanting his name again, right? I mean, it's not like, I think anybody who watched noticed. And anybody who watched, as you say, that whether it's the broadcast, like, wow, like, look at what we're looking at here. You know, I mean, how long have the Cubs broadcast team been around? When you hear Pat talk about the things that he's saying.
Starring in his own movie.
When you
it's like we're watching a movie
starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
Pat's seen a lot of movies.
That's the Hall of Famer.
He's seen a lot of movies.
Who's sat through thousands of games. And he's with Ron Coomer, who's baseball lifer, been involved in the sport his entire life, for the love of God. Both of those guys are moved by it and are commenting on it. You got the manager, who is, you know, just the least effusive guy there is out there. And he was for Craig Counsell.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it was like the guy went wolf on you.
Texter's coming in, 630. I'm 63 years old, been watching the Cubs my entire life, and he's already the best defensive center fielder we've had, hands down. 847. PCA is a superstar, point blank. Then here's 312. How many segments are you guys going to be gushing about PCA?
It was a pretty good game, and he had a pretty good outing, and he had one of the better innings you're ever going to see.
Come on. Last year, what did we say all season long and into the winter? The Cubs need a star. They lack a star.
They've
got their star now.
This is why I got triggered by the question yesterday, which was, whether because PCA has taken a step forward, mm-hmm. are the Cubs less likely to pay Kyle Tucker? Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that should be the way they approach it.
I didn't know that triggered you.
I think it did trigger me. Because you got rid of Bellinger. You saved the money from that. I think they need to have more than one four-war player in their lineup. That's what we talked about last year. At the end of the year, we're like, what? They got to have a five-war player, a four-war player.
It shouldn't change their approach, Mully, but I think it makes you feel a little bit more it's less catastrophic if they lose Tucker.
I understand that thinking, but now then you're in a spot where what are you? Are you the Kansas City Royals, where you got one great player and you're going to pay one player and then you're going to try to put it around him? Whereas you got a team like the Dodgers,
I think it's
where you got three or four.
No,
of those
that's fair, and I think that you can definitely find ways to have both. And with PCA, I don't know that you want to wait too long before you strike a deal with him to keep him around for the long term.
Why would he? Do that. I mean, I understand. He's 23. He can.
Why would he sign something?
If you were his agent, mm-hmm. would you say to him, "Hey, you know, sign a contract, get some big money, and you can sell off these years," or would you say to him, "Just play it out"? Man.
I would let him play it out this season. In the off season, I would want to get a deal done because I would want to protect myself against the possibility of an injury, which I think you're always going to be concerned about. That could derail any sort of path to superstardom. So I think you'd want to, if you have an opportunity to provide that kind of nine-figure security, you would probably be inclined to do that.
I think that Kyle Tucker is a guy that you know what you're getting every year, mm-hmm. from him. PCA, we don't know what you're getting every year.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
Maybe it's going to be better. But I'm saying
PCA's emergence does not change Kyle Tucker's value.
Well, but that's kind of what the implication was when we asked the question.
The implication is that
you no longer need to pay him the kind of money he has coming because you've got PCA.
Well, it makes it easier to absorb the loss. You're in a much better situation if you have to accept that reality. Sometimes these free agent decisions are out of your control. I mean, no matter how much money you offer, somebody's inclined to pick another team.
But you got to offer that money, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, if you think that having him on your roster means you won't have to offer him as much money as he's going to get offered elsewhere, then you're acknowledging you're going to lose the guy.
Because I think you have to acknowledge that.
But with the Bregman deal, they acknowledged that they weren't willing to pay him, whether the people were willing to pay him. So they, boom, that money is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they have a big enough organization and make enough money they can afford to have a couple of stars on their team. And this is a lot of fun watching the Cubs with two 4-WAR plus 5-WAR players over the course of a season. And it's fun to win, and it's fun to watch it. And if you are better and you have more payroll than anyone else, why not use it? Why not flex a little bit and stay competitive for more than a year.
6-3-0. I don't know if I'm buying this. I live next door to PCA's grandmother. I can hear her yelling and cheering all the time. Really? I want details, 6-3-0.
I'm sure there's a lot of Cub fans
Act
like, you know, his grandma, right? Right. Come on.
Everyone's yelling at the TV.
If you're a fan of sports, the guy excites you.
Yes.
He makes you jump off the couch. He makes you high five who's ever next to you.
Even Pat Murphy likes the blue-haired kid. And he's not having blue hair anymore.
If anyone knows blue-haired people that are cheering PCA, be sure to text in or give us a shout.
I love that idea of PCA's grandmother yelling and cheering at the television, but I just don't know if I want to buy anonymous texter telling us that.
Does she do it quickly? Is she a fast cheerer?
StatCast says that she jumps off her couch quicker than any other grandma in town.
There's only a 5% chance that there's another granny that could jump higher.
That's exactly right. All the numbers, all the stats, all of the metrics. The guy called on the line. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Mully and Haas Show.
Tell us
about PCA's grandma.
My name is Hugh.
Okay, Hugh. And you know PCA's grandma?
I do. Nancy Armstrong.
And you can hear her yelling. Have you called the cops on her yet?
No, I have not. But, you know, I'm being a little overspoken maybe, but we have fun talking. I can hear her. We sit on the porch together. We watch the game, so it's a lot of fun with her.
So her son is Pete's dad.
That's right. They grew up in Oswego.
That's great. That's really a lot of fun. She's got to be very proud of her grandson.
Oh, you should see this woman. I showed her the PCA's rookie card. And the first thing she said to me was, don't even ask. I said, what do you mean? She goes, don't even ask me to have him sign it. But she's not doing so well right now, so yeah, keep her in her thoughts.
We'll do that.
Thank you very much for
that's calling,
great,
Hugh.
Buddy.
Nancy Armstrong, PCA's grandma. That's Nate.
I want to get that rookie card. I think could be worth something someday.
You got to get it signed.
I know.
Dustin could make that happen. Dustin could go into the clubhouse and just say, hey, I'm the guy that predicted you would be a superstar when nobody else was believing in you. Yeah. Can you sign this for me, please?
And laughed at, mocked. Laughed at and mocked.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
laughed at and mocked. Not necessarily by you, by the texters, you know, right. By guys like Hugh, guys like 630-847.
I'd like 224s. I'm glad that Hugh called.
Asked and answered. That was
great. That's very interesting.
I worry about you. Because you're often like kind of laughed at and mocked because you come up with some goofy ideas. Do you think now that all your ideas should not be laughed at or mocked?
Oh, no. Keep on laughing. Keep on going.
All right. Because some of those are by design, right? Some of your outrageous comments are.
I would say, you've mentioned this before, I would say I'd put it at probably 89%.
Yeah.
I am owning 89%.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Okay, I'm gonna mock that. 89%.
89%. Absolutely.
Not quite 90.
Not quite 90, but not 80.
No, but I mean, Dustin is not an idiot. He understands that if you say something very strongly, it resonates more with people. So he will take like a small thought.
He understands
and then,
radio.
And then pound it in order to generate more interest and to get us fired up. A lot of what he's doing is trying to trigger us. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it, buddy. There's nothing like getting up in the morning, coming in, and having a guy just poke you. Like
speaking
you're a
of
giant
getting
bear.
People triggered, Bruce is next.
Yes, Bruce Levine. Why? Wait, Bruce triggers people?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to trigger
Saturday
you?
Saturday mornings, 9 to 11.
All right. It's Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.